Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in worship, join us in song and prayer, the Word of God, lifting up the name of Jesus with other saints. Let's praise Him together now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you and greet you in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time today. We're going to do our best not to waste 1 minute of your time. We want to power pack this service with praise and worship for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior today, I trust that the Lord will use this service somehow to speak to your heart. Saints, I want you to pray that God will use this service to speak to some heart. Colossians 3:2 is the word of God for today's broadcast. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God as we begin the broadcast service today. Have your notepad and pencil ready. I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. So if you will, be ready to take it down. From the Holiness Hymns of Praise, oh, I love this hymnal. Page 272, Bring Your Vessels, Not a Few. Clap your hands and let's sing this. Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and life today? Claim the promise of your Father. Come according to His word in the blessed old time way. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Bring your empty earthen vessels clean through Jesus' precious blood. Come ye needy one and all, and in human consecration wait before the throne of God till the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Like the cruse of oil unfailing is His grace forevermore, and His love unchanging still. And according to His promise, with the Holy Ghost and power, He will every vessel fill. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. And we used to tag that with, yes, he will. I know he will. He will fill your heart today to overflowing. Hallelujah. Why don't you just take the lid off and let him fill your cup to overflowing. Praise the Lord. Put it under the spout where the glory comes out, someone said. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, as we go to prayer, our precious promise from Philippians 4:13. Here's a great promise. Paul even is stating this because he has put his trust in the Lord. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And the phrase we use on our broadcast in Ephesians 6:10 that we use on every broadcast, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Here Paul is convinced of that, and therefore he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. He tells the Ephesians to finally, brethren, be strong. And then he tells the Philippians, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And if Paul could do that, you can do that also. Let's pray for the strength of the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord, we're just so glad today that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we're so thankful, Lord, for these wonderful promises and these statements that are so solid and firm and filled with life and joy and food for our soul. Lord, they're filled with strength for our spiritual bodies and filled with encouragement, Lord, for us to keep pressing on. We're so thankful for what the Word of God may do. Others may tell us different things, but we're glad, Lord, that we can go right back to the written Word of God and say, there it is. God said it. Not only did he say it, but he wrote it down so I could read it. And you know, there's no misunderstanding, Lord, of what you said. Even though it gets misquoted many times, we can go right to the Word of God and read it just like you said it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the text of the Scripture. Help us to be strong in the Lord. Help us to press on. Use the strength that you have given us and press on in Jesus' name. We can do it in these last days because we have the strength of the Lord and the joy of the Lord. We have the power of the Lord and the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have the nearness of the Lord. We're so thankful today. Use this service and bless each heart. May it be the day, Lord, when someone realizes they need you as Savior and they repent of their sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will come drink from this water, I'll pour out my Spirit on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, lift your hand to the sky. It's beginning to rain. One more time, let's sing. It's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will come drink from this water, I'll pour out my Spirit on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, lift your hand to the sky. It's beginning to rain. I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast today. Here's a great one. I want to be ready to meet him. Glory to God. Clap your hands and let's rejoice. You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this old world can hold. But I'd rather have my Savior and with him firmly stand. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. You may talk about your riches, your diamonds and your pearls. You may gain the wealth of ages, of this and all the world. But the Savior is more precious, with him I'll take my stand. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. There is one thing I can boast of, salvation from the fall. I'm an heir to the wealth and glory, my Father owns it all. That is why I'm shouting happy and go at his command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. Oh, I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. In the book of Titus, chapter 3 and verse 1, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish and disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Join us each weekday at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing. Any checks or money orders or song prayer requests, any mail should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And always the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I want to be ready to meet him in the end by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to. more like him.